I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha Steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA certified tender one, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Spring is when plans start becoming real. Trips get booked. Calendars fill up. And if learning a new language has been on your list, starting now means that by summer, you'll already feel more confident speaking and understanding it. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. For over 30 years, they've been a trusted leader in language learning. Their immersive, intuitive method helps you naturally absorb your new language. No memorizing random vocabulary lists and no relying on translations. Instead, you learn by connecting words, visuals, and meaning in context, the way language is meant to be learned. With 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, and Japanese, and millions of users worldwide, Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Plus, lessons are simple and easy to fit into your day, whether you have 5 minutes in the morning or a quick break in the afternoon. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey. It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. Let's make it a little happier. How about some Fall Out Boys tickets? Fall Out Boy tickets.
They're so good live, you guys. Really.
Mm.
Fall Out Boy.
Yeah.
Really good.
That's the end of the story. That's the end.
That's
no story.
I've seen them live. I don't want to. They're great.
Right now, take the word dance, D-A-N-C-E, to RadioAlice.com, and you'll be entered to win tickets for Fall Out Boy on February 5th at the Regency Ballroom. That's right around the corner. Sheesh. Take the word dance, D-A-N-C-E, and keep listening for more chances. We got you at 12:05 and at 5:05. This hour's code word is dance, courtesy of Red Light Management. This morning, we went live on YouTube. We are currently live on YouTube.
Hello.
Hello, YouTube. So you remember the Looking Glass from back in the day? This is very similar to that. Our whole show is on there, and you can, and actually the nice thing about this is if you miss something or if you want to pause it, all that is available to you. And then after the show, the whole show will be available on YouTube. Please go to youtube.com/@ Radio Alice 973. Bookmark the page so that you can check us out every morning or subscribe, whatever it is people do on these things. And I'm very excited about it. We look super cute. I'm watching
Well, we're YouTubers now, too, right now. Which is just great.
Yeah. Yep.
Really great.
We are.
It's what I've always wanted.
Good job, Bob.
You're a content creator.
Yeah.
Always have been.
You're an influencer.
Actually, always have been that, but you're right.
A bad influence. Anyway, I'm looking at it right now. It looks great. Maddie, you look particularly handsome.
I thought you were not going to be looking at it throughout the show.
I just flipped over to it. I have the window open. This is what people can do. They can have the window open, but on another tab, and then they're like, oh, they're dancing. Let's check that out. See him dance right now.
That's awesome.
And seated dancing, but still. It's a dance nonetheless. All right. So this is funny to me. That Billy McFarland guy, this guy actually went to jail over the Firefest.
Oh, okay.
So
I'm sitting there going, Billy McFarland, Billy? Oh, Firefest, yeah, right.
Firefest. He just put on a music festival.
I don't know if you could call it a music festival.
I know. It's funny.
It looks more like a tiki bar.
Right. It looks like a gathering of a few people. He got some names. I had heard of some of these people. Billy McFarland, third time's a charm, they're saying here. After the colossal failure of Firefest and the subsequently botched attempt at Firefest 2.0, he managed to stage a real physical music fest called Phoenix, PHNX, in Honduras. It's happened Saturday night. I didn't hear anything about this, so great job promoting it.
You don't get the Honduran Times anymore?
I don't.
Looking at the video.
I want you to look at this video. I mean, there's tiki huts all around.
And no people.
And, well.
They all look like. 25
people?
There's more cameramen and reporters there than there are people.
Right. They say here, artists showed up, people showed up. There were bathrooms. There was edible food, which, believe it or not, is a step up. Success. As a term, depends on your interpretation of the word, I guess. But this guy spent 4 years in prison on fraud charges, this Billy McFarland, in the immediate aftermath of Firefest 1.0. He can now say he put on a music festival. It was headlined by French Montana, Bobby Shmurda, whose name I've heard. I wouldn't know any of his songs. And then a guy named Slim Jimmy. But JXMMI. They all took the stage at various points on Saturday night. The event was live streamed online. It was $6.99. And some people went, I got to. I'm going to press go on the $6.99. I got to see what happens here. And it was fun because the power went out a couple times. They say it was pretty rough. Let's see here. Locals were encouraged to attend for free just to juice the numbers up there.
You seen this video, Ben? This guy's taking his leg off on stage and dancing around. It's
French Montana. If I'm not, yeah, I'm seeing it. I'm bothered by this because even the people who say I'll give it $6 for a laugh are paying this guy who's known to be a fraud. He's a known fraud.
Don't worry. Only about 100 people paid for it.
Okay, good.
Wait, is that true?
Yeah. Well, that's what they say here. At its peak, this is. Consequence of Sound, consequence.net, the website that's reporting on this, and they did pay the $6.99.
Which bothers me, but right. Yes.
They said at its peak, the number was about 100 people.
Wasn't
watching.
French Montana somehow involved with a Kardashian at one point?
Yes. I think he's still good friends with the family.
But I thought he was dating Khloé or
I thought
one
he was
of
a
them.
Khloé, I think yeah. He's a gay guy, no? Do I have him mixed up with somebody
Khloé.
Else?
He dated Khloé.
And then came out, or am I thinking of a completely
Are you
different
think,
guy?
I have no idea who you're thinking of.
He's engaged. Let's see if he's.
Oh, then
when
maybe
you do
not.
A search.
Are
he's
you
engaged
about
to
Lil Nas X?
Sheikha Mara bint Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum.
Huh. Oh, well.
The princess of Dubai.
Oh, whoa.
Congratulations.
Holy lottery winner. Oh my God.
He was like, I'm not only going to play your show, I'm going to underwrite the whole thing.
Oh, and she's pretty hot too.
Oh, I mean, let's have a look.
Okay, but that's not even a real picture.
Well, like,
that is definitely AI enhanced.
That's the fakest picture I've ever seen.
Maybe she's just that beautiful and you can't take it.
Haters. I can't.
Why do women hate on women so much?
We just
I literally wasn't.
Let's see here. So the event was live streamed. It was sparsely attended. They say here over the course of it, it looked like about a couple hundred people. They did have someone, a consequence of sound, they were actually, someone was there with a notepad making hash marks, counting the people who appeared in the live stream. And they had some acts. A social media post shared ahead of time did say that they were just trying to drag in locals from in Honduras. Like, we want this place to look full.
I'm honestly surprised that there weren't more people there because, as we know, people really aren't principled. So I'm the curiosity would at least draw, you could get 1,000 people just who are curious.
I would
this.
Actually think that as well, in that it was such an Instagrammable event.
Right.
And then people really want to be at the place where they're like, oh my God, I can't believe this. Or look right. at the upgrade in food. Or not.
Or right, even just to go to tear it down, because there was stuff on TikTok all weekend, people who were watching live streams. Even one of the acts was like TikToking the whole weekend, doing live updates.
Oh, funny.
And showing, you know, the food and the parties and everything.
There were a lot of technical issues, surprise, including at least 2 temporary power outages. French Montana tried to get the crowd singing along at various points, only to be met with people going, yeah.
I don't know this song, guy.
At another point, that one-legged guy is a stage crasher.
Oh, okay.
The one that we were looking at. That's what it says here. So compared to his other attempts to put on a festival, this one actually happened.
I understand what you're saying, but what I'm trying to say is it bothers me that a guy who's a known fraud, who truly ripped people off, just because we know his name as a criminal... There's an interest in that.
Well, that's the world
Let's
we live
what
in,
happens.
Denny. Don't
Let's
let
see
it
what
bother you.
You can't help it.
Right. Ugh. It's a car crash. You can't look away.
If I could give one positive on this.
Okay.
The name Phoenix is hilarious because, as you know, Phoenix rises from the ashes. I do like that.
It is. It's good. PHNX. Is that what he used for?
Who knows?
Katy Perry and Justin Trudeau. They're Instagram official, everybody.
What does that mean?
They're together.
So they posted each other on the grid.
Oh, is that what it means?
Yeah.
Okay. They look like they had a photo shoot. I mean, these look posed. Apparently there is a bunch of them as a happy couple during a recent trip to Japan. They're a bunch of very cute pictures.
Well, she's done very well for herself.
She has.
And Orlando Bloom clearly has not beat her to the, you know, Orlando, just because you score all the ladies at happy hour doesn't mean, and probably mad about it too, doesn't mean you're keeping up with Katie and her prime minister partner.
Right. He is so cute. I love Justin Trudeau.
You do?
I do. I've always thought he was cute.
All right.
So congratulations, Katie. And there was one little video I was looking at earlier today with the two of them just sitting near each other, and she's like popping a little mini cupcake into her mouth, and they're cute. They're making eyes at each other, and I'm like, oh, look at that. They're in love. Did Taylor Swift buy her wedding date from another bride? And if you were that bride, aren't you pretty stoked? I sold my wedding date to Taylor Swift.
As in the venue was booked by someone and she wanted that date, so she bought it off the person.
Taylor can buy whatever she wants.
Right.
The New York Post said that she wants to get married on June 13th of 2026. That she's dead set on that date. Now, the 13th makes sense. I guess 26 is double 13. I don't know. I don't know. Initial reports claim that they were going to get married at her estate in Rhode Island, but there's a nearby venue called Ocean House, but another couple already had it booked for June of this coming year, June 13th. So Taylor made them an offer that they couldn't refuse.
Do you know the number?
I don't.
Oh,
$13 million.
Yeah. That would be, she like brushes that off her shoulder with her dandruff every
Chump
day.
Change.
I know, nothing. Anyway, she flooded them with cash is what they're saying here. No,
isn't it weird
no word
that,
on how much.
Isn't it weird that you would know, like she would be so public about what the date is?
Well, like these are insiders.
And where? Now, these are tabloid stories, so it's quite possible that this entire thing is made up.
Well, also the flip side to that is, I mean, she's going to have to hire security either way.
Yep.
Maybe you don't have people trying to get that date, you know, through other ugly means, and you just say, yeah, we're getting married. Here's where it's happening. You're not invited, and our security will throw you the hell out.
Right. There are people who completely embrace that kind of thing. Like, we'll walk a red carpet. Get your pictures and then go away. Mm-hmm. No helicopters flying overhead. No drones. The whole thing's tented off. I wish I was going to that wedding.
I don't.
But we know when it is and where it is. We could just go.
I bet you all the Airbnbs are already booked by all the Swifties.
Take a camper.
Oh, that's a great idea. Yeah. I'll just park
Road
out
trip.
In front. Okay.
We'll start in Boston.
Oh my God, that'll be so fun. It's only like an hour and a half drive down there.
It's a perfect time of year to do it.
Yeah. June on the
Vincenzo,
beach.
You coming?
We'll I'm not
the,
in.
We'll stop at all the clam shacks on the way.
No.
Think of the content.
It's one thing to like try and storm the Oscars or the Grammys. Like that's an award show. There's security. You know you're getting hucked out. But to be trying to get in on somebody's wedding, it feels too much. Mm-hmm. No thanks.
If anyone wants to crash my wedding, go for it.
Do I have to fly to Wisconsin for that?
No.
Michigan.
Close, oh, yeah, sorry.
No.
Michigan, come on.
I don't know, somewhere.
Wisconsin. How far is it from the airport?
Really far.
Like, so we have to fly, then drive?
No, we're going to rent an RV when we get there. And we're going to park out in front and just get our long lens cameras and get pictures. We're going to paparazzi your wedding. Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift have never had an argument.
You know what? Before Christina and I had kids, we never had an argument either.
Mm. What was there to fight about? They actually say that relationship experts say it's actually not a good sign if a couple never fights.
Yeah.
But that is where Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift are. Travis and his brother Jason had George Clooney on New Heights, their podcast, and they were talking about how George and his wife Amal have never fought, according to George, in the 10 years that they've been a couple. When they have twins, them's fighting kids right there. But
they have
also
help and
money.
Yeah.
Right. Money really
things.
Helps. Like, I'm so tired. Oh, great. Let's get a night nanny. Let's get four night nannies. It'll be perfect.
It changes things considerably. Absolutely.
Travis said he and Taylor have never had an argument. He said, well, we've only been together for 2.5 years, though. As faithful as Travis is to Taylor, he's also a team player. A Kansas City Chiefs official said that when they started dating, Travis specifically said, do not play Taylor's music in the stadium. I don't want to be singled out for that. I come running out,
that's
I
fair.
Don't want that to happen. He's all about the team. I'm just one of the guys on the team. So there you go.
I don't know. Go ahead.
Well, I had heard that Taylor... And oh crap, what is her name?
Blake She's Lively?
In Only Murders in the Building.
Oh, Selena Gomez.
That she was at the game too. They were both at the game yesterday.
Oh, I didn't watch any of the Chiefs game yesterday.
Selena and Lena Dunham were there.
Oh,
and
funny.
Leonardo DiCaprio was there.
Oh.
In the same booth as
I don't know
Taylor?
If it was the one next door or
All right.
one big
play?
One.
The Texans and they lost.
Oh. Mm. Whoopsie.
Yeah, this is not like, you know, what's his name?
They've
came back for
seasons.
One more year.
Right.
Mm-mm.
So, well, you got your trophies. That's all you're getting.
That's right. And did they get three of them?
Yeah, they did well.
Right. They're fine. It's all good. You got plenty of jewelry.
But it's weird to watch that team that was
dominant.
Unbeatable. And now you're like, you can't get the Texans, huh?
I know.
All right.
The craziest thing is the season that the Pats are having. Like, I if it was not on my bingo card.
Not on most people's bingo cards, but it's all working right now.
Mm.
Coming up, I've got the big words in pop culture that are mispronounced and more after these.
I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha Steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA certified tender one, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Spring is when plans start becoming real. Trips get booked, calendars fill up, and if learning a new language has been on your list, starting now means that by summer you'll already feel more confident speaking and understanding it. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. For over 30 years, they've been a trusted leader in language learning. Their immersive, intuitive method helps you naturally absorb your new language. No memorizing random vocabulary lists and no relying on translations. Instead, you learn by connecting words, visuals, and meaning in context, the way language is meant to be learned. With 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, and Japanese, and millions of users worldwide, Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Plus, lessons are simple and easy to fit into your day, whether you have 5 minutes in the morning or a quick break in the afternoon. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey. It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego bricks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
No way. Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, Good Vibes and Variety. It is a battle of the generations. Tune in Wednesday morning, 8 a.m. for another round of Bridge the Gap.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Alice Escape with Jelly Roll.
Sweet.
All this week, Alice has your chance to see Jelly Roll live on New Year's Eve. All you have to do is download the free Odyssey app, log in, and listen to Alice 97.3 for a minimum of 60 minutes. Oh, every day, to get your daily entry. And enter for your chance to win a trip for two to see Jelly Roll live at the Chelsea in Las Vegas on New Year's Eve.
So fun.
That includes round trip airfare, two nights hotel, and two tickets to Jelly Roll's show, The Alice Escape with Jelly Roll.
You want this.
Mm-hmm. So download the app, the free Odyssey app. That's what you want. All right, here's what's happening. Still overcast in downtown San Francisco. Should be mostly sunny today. Highs in the lower 60s. Monday Night Football tonight. Philly at LA Chargers. We begin with the most mispronounced words of 2025.
Okay.
Now,
so are you
remember.
Spell these out?
Yeah, remember, it's me doing the story. So, okay. You know, I'm kind of good at mispronouncing things. So
it is like your superpower.
It is really. A thing that's based on the top words politicians, news anchors, and people like, you know, broadcasters struggled with in 2025. Here are the top five words Americans couldn't pronounce this year. Zohran Mamdani was elected mayor of New York City, and that's how you say his name.
Mamdani.
Zohran.
Yeah.
Mamdani.
Mamdani.
Monjuro is how you say it. Monjuro.
That's an Ozempic drug.
The weight loss whatever. Drug similar to Ozempic is Monjaro.
Monjaro.
Monjaro. They say here, the Louvre. There's technically a little rah at the end.
The Louvre.
It's been in the news because the jewelry heist in October.
Right.
So if you were to say it correctly, it would be Louvre.
Louvre. The Louvre.
But Louvre. Most of us, there are times Louvre. Where it almost sounds like you're mocking it or something. Like you're not, it's almost like sometimes when you hear someone speaking Spanglish to a Spanish person and you're like, how is that helpful? Mm. Like, come on.
Right.
You're not, so don't. But
just
okay.
Say, just sort of say the Americanized version.
The Louvre is the how Louvre. We would say it.
The Louvre. The Louvre.
Louvre.
Like Les Miserables.
Acetaminophen.
Oh, yes, sure.
AKA
people did have
Tylenol.
Trouble with that.
Trump
that
said,
one
don't
guy.
Take Tylenol in September after RFK linked it to autism. Mm. And then they had to walk it back a month later and said there's not enough solid evidence, which, by the way, I heard all about it being linked to autism. I didn't hear the... Oh, well, we take that back. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's not.
Yeah.
Which is the way. It's a terrible thing to go out and do to a I'm yes. surprised there's not.
There is.
Oh, they, there is I a major lawsuit.
They're really mad about it.
How could they not be?
I can't think of one reason.
Alex Murdaugh is actually Alec Murdaugh.
Alec Murdaugh.
He's a guy in South Carolina who murdered his wife and son. Netflix and HBO both did documentaries this year.
And both mispronounced it?
I guess. Hulu also did a miniseries with Jason Clark and Patricia Arquette. I don't know this story. I don't watch a lot of...
I feel like I've heard that name a lot.
The documentaries.
Must be because of the documentaries.
And while I am a fan of all things sort of surrounding the court system, because I just really like the way that back and forth looks and sounds and... But I hate these murderers who become celebrities. The guy I watched the one about the guy in Colorado, and this is I think it was on Netflix. And when I was done, I just felt absolutely disgusted
dirty.
With myself. Mm. This is the guy who wanted to move on from his wife, so he took his kids out, and then played it off until the. And they even show the scene where his dad's in jail in the interview room, and his dad's going. Did you do this? And you're just going, oh.
I love that stuff.
Oh, the dad is asking because the dad probably knows this guy and knows that he probably did do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm.
I just had this.
It's just so abhorrent.
Oh.
Like, how would you ever reconcile? Like, if your kid did something so incredibly unforgivable, how? You go on with your life.
I don't know. I don't know. That is the question, isn't it? Mm. That there was the dad. That's the mom. The dad's like,
did you do this? Like, did you kill my grandchildren?
But okay, I guess that's the name that I just read to you is a big one, Alec Murdaugh.
Everyone. And people were calling him Alex Murdaugh.
Well, it is spelt Alex. So,
oh.
A-L-E-X, Alex. But it's Alec Murdoch. Anyway.
Well, that's not mispronunciation. That's incorrect spelling. He just spells it wrong.
Yeah, he spells it wrong. That is true.
Yeah, I don't know. That is one of those weird ones. How about a fast fact?
Sure, let's do fast
facts. Gotta get away from that. Yuck. You love that stuff, huh, Maddie?
Love it.
Did you see the one I just mentioned?
The guy in Colorado? Yeah.
Oh.
And I watched all the Murdoch stuff.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I think you mean the Murdoch stuff.
Whatever it is.
53% of the flags in the world have blue in them.
Oh.
Hmm.
NBC created its peacock logo in 1956 because peacocks are multicolored. RCA owned NBC at the time and thought a multicolored logo might inspire people to buy
a color TV.
A color TV.
Huh.
Right now, as a person who still feels and seems in my own head and heart to be fairly young, I'm getting the questions from my kids that are actually breaking my heart. The kind of questions.
Back in the 1900s.
That stuff.
And it's starting to feel like it was a long time ago. Like it really is sort of crazy how long it took me to get used to the two in the front. But now.
My kid didn't, my youngest didn't understand that life wasn't black and white.
Oh.
Just the cameras that filmed life. When did I was like, oh
that's
God.
Awesome. Oh, I love that. I felt the same way. I remember being a kid and seeing like black and white photos and being like, wow, life was pretty bleak back then. Whoa.
It's so fun to see it through. But anyway, a lot of them are about, you know, in the early 1900s, Dad, in 1910. I wasn't around in 1910.
You should just own it.
can't own it.
It was a very good year.
Kids, let me tell you about the Great Depression. Boy, we had it so rough.
And us alcoholics, we had a hard time when they banned alcohol. I mean, Prohibition was a real thing.
I had to drink bathtub gin, kids.
In a speakeasy.
Anyway, there's some fast facts for you.
I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha Steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA certified tenderloin, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Spring is when plans start becoming real. Trips get booked, calendars fill up, and if learning a new language has been on your list, starting now means that by summer you'll already feel more confident speaking and understanding it. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. For over 30 years, they've been a trusted leader in language learning. Their immersive, intuitive method helps you naturally absorb your new language. No memorizing random vocabulary lists and no relying on translations. Instead, you learn by connecting words, visuals, and meaning in context, the way language is meant to be learned. With 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, and Japanese, and millions of users worldwide, Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Plus, lessons are simple and easy to fit into your day, whether you have 5 minutes in the morning or a quick break in the afternoon. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey. It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think it's time for us to go to the text machine, 800-400-3697. What do you got for us, Maddie?
One quick one here. Speaking of words that people mispronounce wrong, is both one of them?
Both.
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 No, we say that the correct way.
Oh, you know, there's a lot of, we should also be looking at the comments on our live feed that we're doing every morning. Is there a way to tell how many people are watching?
Do you really want to know?
Yeah.
What if it's 3? What if it's like the Fyre Fest and there's no one there? You really want to know that?
I do.
There's more people than at Phoenix Festival watching.
Oh, that's good news. What, were there like 100 people there?
I see 119.
Oh, I see 123. I see it. Started streaming 3 hours. So here's the deal. Go to go to youtube.com/@RadioAlice973. Please bookmark the page. Enjoy us daily. Mom, you can do this. I know you can. You can subscribe. It looks like we're up in subscriptions today, too. Please, you can comment. We're going to start trying to work that stuff in, I guess.
Smash the subscribe button.
Yeah.
I'll work
Sarah's
on that, too.
Camera needs to focus. So blurry. Is it? It looks okay to me.
It goes in and
I'm
out.
I'm fine with it being unfocused, though.
I don't know. Hers has the green line. I have a red line. And I don't know why it's working. It shouldn't.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think
it's
we all look fantastic.
Yeah, it's great.
It's good.
Can't wait till we can play commercials on that.
Yeah, oh, that's going to be great. That'll be great news.
Cha-ching! Are we going to play commercials on it?
I don't know.
She's just running the show over here. All right, Maddie and Bob come into this with one extra point. A piece.
Nice.
And your boy has how many extra?
0 extra.
Ah!
You're going to have to really win it on this one. How old is that guy, or when did that happen? What do you guys feel like? What are you feeling today?
When did that happen?
All right. You know, I will point out, you guys are actually better at the other game, but here
we
go.
But this one's more fun.
I'm better at this one, I think.
And interesting.
All right. John Lennon was shot and killed outside his New York City apartment building, The Dakota. I took some pictures in front of that.
Oh, my God. I had no idea when that happened.
When was John Lennon shot and killed? And Vinny, you're first.
I'm going to say 1980.
1981.
79.
1980 is the correct answer.
Oh, wow.
And Vinny gets, Vinny pulls into the lead with one question. Ozzy Osbourne breaks his collarbone and several ribs and almost died after crashing an ATV on the grounds of his Buckinghamshire, England estate. I remember this. This was crazy. Maddie, you're first.
1998. 2012.
Correct answer is 2003. That's right. It was over 20 years ago. And that's a point for Bob. It's 2-2. Bob and Vinny, 1 point for Maddie.
That was my mouth.
That sounded freakishly legitimate.
Oh, sorry. I was trying to give raspberries, and it just came out.
Like a fart. Okay. Captain Kangaroo airs for the last time.
Who's that?
Oh,
the other guys will know. It ran on CBS for 29 years. When did it end? Captain Kangaroo airs for the last time. Bob, you're up first.
What was it?
Captain Kangaroo.
It's a kid's program that ran for 29 years.
He get rubber balls dropped on him. It was great.
Captain Kangaroo. You watched it when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah.
79.
76. I'll go 77.
It was 1984, and it looks like our girl Bob gets another point for that one.
I'm surprised, because I didn't watch it at all.
Oh, no?
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
You watched Captain Kangaroo?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was on every day. It was on with, like, Romper Room and...
No, I never watched it.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. It was just all in with those.
Okay.
1984, though. It did seem like that was sort of late. Okay, let's see here. Who goes first on this one?
I think I do.
No, I think Vinny does. Right. Lucid Dreams rapper Juice WRLD dies of an accidental overdose at the age of 21. Lucid Dreams rapper Juice WRLD died of an accidental overdose, age 21. Vincenzo, when did that happen?
2016.
2010.
2017.
2019 is the correct answer.
Bob!
Unless somebody ties you right now, Bob, you get it.
Crazy. I don't remember any of this stuff.
I Love Lucy showed a pregnancy. And it was the first time a pregnancy was ever acknowledged on a TV show.
Wow.
I Love Lucy was pregnant, and they showed it that she was pregnant. Oh my God, she was in a delicate condition. And it was the first time they'd ever shown it on TV. And Maddie, you're first. What year was that?
1956.
57.
58, Bob.
You guys should have gone lower. 1952 is the correct answer, and that's Maddie, but it's not enough for a win. It's Bob all the way.
Oh.
What's my name? My name is Bob.
Yeah, right.
Goodbye. Keep it here on Alice all day. Mason and Jane have Fall Out Boy tickets, and Jane has your tickets to see Lily Allen. She's giving away Lily Allen tickets at 6:05. Have a great day, and we'll see you back here on Tuesday.
Thank you.
I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha Steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA certified tender one, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
You've probably heard it said, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. And that idea applies not just to words, but to the way you move through life. It's about setting an example, taking the lead, and adapting to whatever comes your way. That's why people love the Range Rover Sport. It's a vehicle that embodies that mindset, blending power, poise, and performance. With its distinctly British design and exquisite interiors, it's immediately clear this isn't just a car. It's a statement. Inside, innovations like the cabin air purification system and active noise cancellation create a level of comfort and control that feels effortless. And with 7 terrain modes and a choice of powerful engines, including a plug-in hybrid with an estimated range of 53 miles, the Range Rover Sport balances raw power with refinement. Dynamic, agile, and truly instinctive, it reflects a confident, intentional way of driving and living. Build your Range Rover Sport at rangerover.com/US/sport.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.